load. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, moms and dads. Donovan's out with Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Joining me, as he has for the last 217 years, Jeffrey with a G, Jeffrey Kramer.
Johnny Scott, what's happening, my man?
It's Monday, so, you know, we've got to talk about what we did over the weekend or who, and, you know, the special things that we did that to bring life
special
fun to the special things that we did. Also joining us from ESPN, which stands for nothing, John Cecente.
Hey, guys.
Look how good he looks today, man.
What name do you like better, Johnny Sack or Johnny Drava?
You know what? They're both fine, and they're both acceptable, and it'll tell you what part of my life you were a part of.
True.
Because they've both been used. There's also J-Sack, which was long before there was J-Lo.
Hey, J-Sack, yeah.
But both are acceptable.
Before there was also J-Lo?
There's also Boom Boom out there, too. So depending on what you call
you're
me,
not wearing
depending
boom
on
boom
what
today.
Part you were in my life.
So John is the director of the Vegas Bowl. Is that the right title? Executive director, 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 VP of operations?
What? When we're on the Goat Rodeo, you get to make up your own titles.
Goat Rodeo. He's the head of the Goat Rodeo for the Vegas Bowl. And so John's been busy scouting teams and looking around and figuring out what's going to be. What's the date? Do we know the date of the Vegas Bowl?
Saturday, December 16th. We're 12:30 p.m., so the weather should be nice. We got the primetime ABC time slot again, so we're national TV, network TV.
We're a month out, buddy. How we looking?
We're a month out. We need three more months.
How we doing, bud?
And the first bowl game of the bowl games.
First bowl day. First bowl day. Yeah. We're not the first game.
Oh, you're not?
But we're the first day.
So, oh, okay. So
there's games before us that are, you know.
Are not broadcasted.
They are. No, they're on ESPN, ESPN2. They just start earlier.
Huh. John is his third decade as a member of the Las Vegas sports community. Third decade. Making you feel a little older?
Yeah.
No. Johnny Sack. We should call you Johnny Balls. In 2014, was named executive director of Las Vegas Bowl, an ESPN events owned and operated bowl game. During his tenure, average attendance of Las Vegas Bowl has jumped 93% compared to the event's first decade of existence. These totals include the three highest attended team sporting events in the history of the state of Nevada. Do you agree with all this so
far?
God
bless Google.
In the state of Nevada?
2006, 2013, and 2015 games.
It is so team sporting event is the key word there. NASCAR has had larger crowds.
Yes.
Obviously, because they have 100,000 seats. But team sporting event, we have the top spots of largest
that is
attended
remarkable.
Games.
You were part of the team that helped launch the ESPN event business. John worked on the first two ESPN-owned and operated events, which grew into a lineup that now numbers 28 across the country.
We're actually at 31. That's a really old bio.
Yeah, well, you need to change it.
Yeah.
I need to update
my Google search ads.
2016 graduate of the Leadership Las Vegas program. John was also a member of the class of 2016 from ESPN's Next Gen Leadership Program. Member of the board of directors of the UNLV Football Foundation still?
Yes, correct.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
And Board of Trustees for the Southern Nevada Sports Hall of Fame.
Yes, correct.
Well, we would like to
get inducted. We got a fun class going in next year.
can we get inducted in?
I can't believe I'm friends with you.
We've already held the vote for the 2018 class.
Damn it.
And it is already almost done. We were waiting on confirmation from two of our Hall of Famers that they could make it. One of them would be in season, so we're not sure if he or she can make it. But
very vague. Good class I like that. Next vague year. Enough. Vague enough.
Well, we'd be happy just to go. Whether we get in.
You guys can be my guests at our table anytime.
Oh, that'd be
thank
terrific.
You, thank you. Thank you very much. So here's the question.
Go ahead.
After this weekend's crazy games, right? We had the possibility, had Alabama lost to Mississippi State, that we would have had number 1, 2, and 3 all lose in the same week for the first time since 1966.
I love mayhem.
I do too.
I love seeing stuff like that. The only problem is that now it's going to make things really difficult when it gets a little closer to Selection Sunday. It is going to be. If you have four or five teams with one loss there, I would hate to be in that room with that selection committee to try to figure out who. Uh-oh, we got a celebrity in the house.
Wait a second. Ladies and gentlemen.
I'm saying Miami.
You're saying Miami what,
I'm
all the way?
I'm saying Miami because they're going to win their last two games.
How about Auburn with two losses?
Joining us in studio, Las Vegas headliner and good friend, Clint W. Holmes.
It's W now.
R. Robert?
I kind of like W.
Raymond.
Clint Raymond Holmes.
Clinton Raymond Holmes.
Clinton Raymond Holmes. Appearing,
hello.
Appearing at the Suncoast.
Hello, let's talk about soccer.
November 25th, I believe.
Italy won't make it this year to the World Cup.
First time since 1958. And the United States.
Yeah, Saturday, November 25th, Clint's appearing at the Suncoast Casino Noto in Summerlin.
I am, actually.
Yeah.
That's a, I love
might
that
not
room.
Have known that, but.
Well, that's a great room. I love that room. The Suncoast.
Yeah.
Showroom.
I like the room. Restaurant, Salvatore's.
Oh, yeah, man. I like the Oyster Bar.
Yeah, a lot of people like that.
I do.
What do you think, Jeffrey with a G? Something's fishy?
They love our oysters over there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You leave them over there.
We deliver them to them.
Okay, I understand. Over there.
Because Jeffrey works for a fish company called Something's Fishy.
Oh, see, I don't know this.
Oh, you didn't know that he's a fishmonger?
I didn't know that.
You didn't?
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, he's a fishmonger.
True or
false?
When you say oysters, you mean oysters.
I literally mean oysters.
You mean oysters.
Literally oysters.
As a fish guy, it is a wives' tale that oysters are an aphrodisiac, correct? That is false.
It's a bobomizer.
Correct. That is correct.
As a matter of fact, in most cultures around the world, they will tell you that some form of another of food, usually seafood or fruit, is an aphrodisiac.
Okay.
In Jamaica, ask a Jamaican guy, he'll tell you to eat conch or mangoes.
Okay.
You know, same
or marijuana.
That doesn't do the trick. No, man, smoking a spleef ain't going to make you good in
the
bedroom.
We're
going to
get the marijuana conversation
make you sleep
a little
good in
bit.
The bedroom.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Because the marijuana convention is in town, the MJ Freeway.
How only you would know that?
No, not only
the
me.
The MJ Freeway.
Is that what they call it, the MJ Freeway?
MJ Freeway, 17. That's why we got another guest coming in. He's stuck in traffic. Phil Stretch Cummings.
He fell asleep.
Shocking, I know that he's going to be late.
He's stuck in what, marijuana traffic?
I don't see, he's on the MJ Freeway.
Oh,
Phil Stretch Cummings.
Going backwards.
Yeah, we're working backwards.
So I'm sorry, I walked
let's,
in on...
Let's jump back into college football because John can give us some insight that, you know, most people cannot.
John is the director of the Vegas Bowl.
God. Which I have a great national anthem story to tell you about the Vegas Bowl. But
you,
get back
you,
to real
you did our national anthem.
Yes.
Yes. I was the one that booked
that.
You.
Okay.
But I was about that big and a lot skinnier.
Me too. So I go, and they were doing a flyover.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lovely lady was kind of working with me on it. Right, and so I go and I sing it a cappella. So we practice it, and she's timing it for when the planes
over.
Are going to fly over. Right, so we do it, we rehearse it, and it's all good. And I get there for the game, excuse me, and I start singing, "Oh, say can you see?" Right, I'm singing it and stuff, and I get to "Father of Dawn's Early Light." What's so good? A day streaming, and she goes like this. She starts giving me the motion for
stretch it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, in the ruckus. Like, it was the weirdest thing.
You got to do the dramatic pause with the hand.
Yeah,
out.
I did. And finally, we got to the thing, and she goes, okay, go. And, you know, and it was fantastic.
I'm going to let you know a little secret. Yeah, so that's my girl that does that, Melissa.
She's great.
Melissa's the best. She's been doing it forever. Uh-huh. She figured out years and years ago that the way to get it right, we would watch it on TV, we'd watch it live.
Right.
Somebody would always butcher the timing of the flyover
sure.
with the anthems.
Sure.
One of the things we take great pride in is we have it down to an exact science, timed perfectly. Sometimes we do make you stretch.
Yeah.
The secret and the trick there, she is one of the few people that runs a game operation that is on headset with the cockpit of the F-15.
Got it.
So
I
she's
remember
live
that.
On the they. So
they're
she
talking
can,
to her as
they're talking to her. They say we're taking off. We're here. We're and then they'll tell her she's singing into the mic into the cockpit. That they have turned up. Now, she can't sing worth a lick, but she's singing.
She's singing along with the person.
Now
person
she,
singing
she's
it.
Moved on, so we now have somebody else singing into the cockpit. But the pilots know whether to punch it or pull it back.
That's fantastic.
That particular time, they just weren't in range to be able to push it enough.
And so she just
so that's why
stretch,
she
so
stretched
slowed
you
down.
Once they kick it in, yep.
then she gave
yeah.
me the go.
Yeah, yeah.
What a great
and
story.
They can
a great
get,
story.
And here's another fun fact. They can only get to a certain speed when they come over us because once you pass Sam Boyd Stadium, there's a mountain range right there.
Right.
You got like Black Mountain or something else. So they can't get up to the top speed that they normally can because of the height that they're at
right.
and because of the mountains and we're holding the planes from McCarran.
We wouldn't want them hitting a mountain.
Nope. No. That would be a spectacular opening, but no.
Nope. Fun little fact, though, we are currently working. Has anybody seen this? We have our flyover approved, one of the only few events that gets to do it. And we were at the Golden Knights Folded Flag Foundation gala on Saturday night. We met the base general and the general in charge of all the planes. And we begged him to get the Vegas Strong painted plane. Have you guys seen this yet?
Yeah.
They painted an F-15 or F-16 with Vegas Strong, the skyline, everything on it.
Very cool.
We begged, and he goes, I don't see why we wouldn't. Can we get ABC to show it? So stay tuned. We're keeping our fingers crossed.
Yes.
Man.
Wow. Stay tuned, sports fans.
That would be fabulous.
For the Vegas Strong.
7 minutes on flyovers. You never expected that, did you?
Wow.
we were talking about urinals over sit-down bathrooms before you got here.
We could dive right into that one because I feel very strongly about it. Clint,
John, that's your phone again, by the way.
Yeah, people don't know. I'll get the phone.
I don't understand urinals. He can't get this. I think they're disgusting because
which urinals?
Any urinal.
He's saying he doesn't use a urinal.
No.
Okay.
Next time you're in a bathroom, hold on. Next time you're in a bathroom, look at the base of the urinal before you step up.
No.
I know.
There is always splatter and there's drops.
Yeah,
why would you stand, not only stand there, but eventually you're going to get splattered or dropped to or contribute to it. Yes.
But here's my point of contention. Is the stall any better?
The stall is better for two reasons.
There's also splash.
You have a little divider, so you get some alone time.
Yeah.
A lot less splash.
Who knows what else is on that seat? How do you lift the seat up?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What?
I will tell you.
Go ahead.
I will tell you exactly.
I want to hear this one.
I take paper two towel. Strands of toilet paper out. I lift it up. I throw it in. I go.
Well, I mean, say alone time in the stall is okay for some people, but there are other people who really want to show off. And so you know what I'm saying?
So they specifically go to the urinal,
turn side to side,
start making some conversation. Hey, how's your day going?
Good, I understand what you're saying.
Welcome
I'm Italian.
To Jamaica.
I get it.
Have a nice day. Pardon me.
I'm Italian. I get it. I understand what you're talking about. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Bobby's got the Italian music queued up. So I want to thank Angelo Casero and everybody at the Italian American Club for a great golf tournament over the weekend. We played on Saturday, huh? Nice segue right into the Italian American Club.
I'm going to have to take up golf.
Yeah, I think you should.
Yeah.
Instead of the tennis game, man. Forget tennis. Actually, I saw another friend of ours that you played tennis with, Kathleen Gustafson, over the weekend.
Oh, she's a good player.
I saw KG. She was the state champion of Nevada, women's state champion.
She's really
good. Was an executive with the Cosmopolitan for years. I got a surprise call, and she invited me to go see Adam Sandler on Saturday.
Cool.
And it was awesome. It was just so much fun. Adam Sandler was great. Was it Friday or Saturday? I don't know. No, it was Friday. It was Friday night. And then I had some other friends in from L.A., so KG mentioned you, and she's playing tennis again.
Good for
so
her.
So she is playing.
I'll find her. We'll get together.
Yeah, well, she's in Dana Point.
She's in Florida? Where's Dana Point?
Dana Point's in California.
San Diego.
Oh, near San Diego.
I'm thinking of Denver.
It's a little north of San Diego.
Next to Laguna. It's right next to Laguna.
I was using
Orange County, as they call it.
Sorry.
So anyway, Saturday I played in the Italian American Club as a guest of Vinny Andolfini and the Bronx Wanderers.
Absolutely.
And Vinny is great. Was a great guy. And Alan Glist. That was
like
our foursome.
That's like Gandolfini without the G.
And Paul Slitsky.
Can Vinny play?
That's like Gandolfini without
the
G.
Vinny plays almost every day.
Oh, really?
Vinny plays golf almost every day, and he takes his game almost seriously. He wasn't swearing too much at the ball.
I like him a lot. He's
Vinny's
cool.
Great. If you haven't seen the Bronx Wanderers, it's over at Bally's.
Every day.
Seven nights a week. Sometimes at 6, sometimes at 8.
Seven.
But it's a great show, family show.
I know. You can imagine.
Yeah.
Speaking of family shows, we've got to throw some get well wishes out to our friend Joey Shinta and the Shinta family. Get well soon,
Frankie,
buddy.
Frankie, we love you. Good luck to the family.
Sending love to the Shintas. And as long as I'm plugging, I might as well plug our other friend Bill Fain's producing the fantastic.
I went to see it.
Super Summer Theater. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
excellent.
I would imagine. Yeah.
It's wonderful. Have you ever seen the play? Anybody ever seen
longest-running production in the history of stage, having run for 57 years, nearly 25,000 performances, the story of a girl, a boy, two fathers, and a wall.
Yeah, that's right.
Music is great. The cast is going to touch your heartstrings. It's this week and next week with 7 p.m. and 2 p.m. performances. Kids 8+ are welcome to go. So you can go to supersummertheater.org/tickets, and you can go see
it. It's a great production. Fantastics. It's really fun. You all know the music from it. You know, try to remember the kind of September when life was slow and oh so mellow. You don't know that?
Ed Ames. Ed Ames.
Ed Ames. And Harry Belafonte.
recorded. Oh, I didn't know Eric Bonfanti did.
Anyway, it's a wonderful play, and Bill did a great job.
This Thursday, November 16th, another friend of yours is coming to town, Clint, at 8 p.m. at the Smith Center.
Giada.
For Italian singer Giada Valenti.
I can't go. I'm in Washington, D.C., and I hate that I'm going to miss her.
Yeah.
Are you going to a Redskins game?
I am not. I'm going there to do a gig, but I'm going 2 days early because it's my wife and my
10th anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
So I said, since I'm going to D.C., let's go early. Yeah.
Nice.
And eat at the Old Ebbitt Grill. You know that place?
No,
that's
don't.
Like the oldest.
That's old school.
Old school Capitol Georgetown. Hill restaurant. We're staying in Georgetown, but yeah. We're going to. Anyway.
It was fun.
Yeah, sorry, Giada.
No,
Giada
Valenti. Italian singer Giada Valenti presents her show From Venice with Love, paying tribute to iconic female pop singers such as Karen Carpenter, Edith Piaf, Linda Ronstadt, Etta James, Roberta Flack, Dusty Springfield, Shirley Bassey, Gloria Estefan, and Selena. Kind of a wide
range. She's a beautiful woman, and she sings great, and she tells funny stories. You'll love her. I'll be there. Giada.
What just happened?
My rhythm starts.
So you don't know the old.
Dance with me, make me sway like a lazy ocean off the shore. Hold me close, sway me more like a flower bending in the breeze. Bend with his arms, sway with me. When we dance, you have a way.
Anyway, that's a little bit of Giada Valenti. She's going to be at the Smith Center for the Performing Arts this Thursday. So this goat rodeo is way under control, Johnny, isn't it? We've gone from standing or sitting, to From Venice with Love, to tennis, to golf.
Urinals.
You've covered 12 stories in 14 minutes. It's amazing.
And I think it's time to take our first commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. Stay right where you are.
Hey, Las Vegas. Are you building your new dream home, adding skylights, or are you a general contractor looking for the best window treatments in the valley? Windows Plus, the number one window and glass door provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate or stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for your new windows or to replace your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. Windows Plus can help you lower your power bills and make your home the talk of the neighborhood. Windows Plus, serving Las Vegas for over 40 years. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View, at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275. That's 702-450-2275.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Here you go. Hot tea with honey.
Thanks, sweetie.
I'm sorry you're still sick. My wife's got pneumonia, and my dad had shingles. Who knew vaccines could prevent these serious diseases? Not me, until my doctor told me.
Vaccines can help protect you against a number of serious diseases, so don't wait. Vaccinate. To learn more, talk to your healthcare professional. Go to cdc.gov/vaccines or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Start right above you, so bright.
Scott with Vegas Nonstop back on the radio waves here at NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. And if you're near a computer, you can also check us out on Facebook at Jonathan Scott LV, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Scott LV. So, gentlemen, we were talking about college football just briefly. We've got Johnny Sack here from the Vegas Bowl, Las Vegas Bowl. It would be the proper thing, Las Vegas Bowl, not Vegas Bowl.
Correct.
And so you've got a few more weeks to make your decisions. How does that process work?
So we select our teams on December 3rd, which is a Sunday morning. We have to wait till the two championship games, Pac-12 championship on the first, Mount West championship on the second. But our team, our selection committee meets on the 29th to go through all the scenarios and figure out who we want, what's best, and who's available.
You want to make some picks now?
I don't want to, but I'd be happy to give you what the experts are saying.
Yeah, let's hear what the experts
online.
Say.
So all 10, we have 10 sources of the people that write on college football. Every week they make expert predictions or projections. All 10 of them have Boise State coming out of the Mountain West. And on the other side, on the Pac-12, they have Oregon, Arizona, Arizona State, and UCLA are our options on that side. So all UCLA, if they get to us, they might be making a coaching change, and I don't think we'd be very excited about that.
But
fun fact, we've had UCLA three times in our 26 years. All three times was with a interim coach because they fired their coach before our game.
So it doesn't bode well for the coach at UCLA.
Yeah.
What's the over and under on that?
That's a good question.
So,
true story, though, one of the interim coaches they named as the academic advisor, this is years ago, it was 2007, I think, they named the academic advisor the interim head coach, and he's going up and down the sidelines, and he's yelling, he's got his headset on, he's screaming into the headset. I grab him after the game, and I said, hey, you told me you weren't a football coach, you were just the academic guy. I go, you look pretty animated out there yelling into the damn headset at all these coaches. He goes, I was never plugged in anything. He goes, I knew the TVs would be on me, so I wanted to look like a coach. Okay.
That's awesome.
Good by me.
That's what we need to do.
Yeah.
So now, do you have a preference, or is there a team that you would rather see, or are you allowed to divulge that?
No. Honestly, my preference is this. Who's going to drive the biggest TV numbers? Because TV is going to rule everything. TVs is where it all happens. You want a team that's got a good storyline and that's coming in on a high note. I don't need a team losing three in a row to come in here, has no storyline, fires their coach. It's just bad for everybody.
Sure.
So who's gonna drive the TV numbers, and then who's gonna travel? Typically, teams that are on the way up, teams are excited, their fan bases, they win a couple, they will travel because they're more excited. You lose a couple games, you fire a coach, you start having, you know, going the wrong way at the end of the season, the fan base isn't excited, they say, screw it, I'm not going to go spend money on Vegas, I'll watch it on TV. So that's the debate that goes on when it gets closer to of who we're bringing into town.
Out of the Mountain West, who would another possible team be other than the experts giving it to Boise?
Wyoming? Okay. Fresno State or San Diego State?
Ooh.
Wyoming has an interesting little twist to it because for the first time in the history of the game, we overlap with the NFR. So could you imagine a bunch of
National
Wyoming
finals
fans down here for the National Finals Rodeo? It'd be good.
Aztecs have a really fun team to watch this year.
They do. We had them last year, though.
I remember.
Yeah. Aztecs are always fun to watch.
No, but you had the all-time leading NCAA rusher, no?
We did. Hometown hero, Donnell Pumphrey.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. It was a great game.
Went to high school here.
That's amazing.
So run. I've never gone. So tell me what to expect when you go to Las Vegas.
So they have this thing called a football.
No,
put it out on a grass field. And
no, but the parties before, the parties after. What time does it start? Do people start tailgating?
Or wow!
Yeah, we actually start the Tuesday before. No joke. We
that's
we
5 days
start
before.
Really yeah, oh, we yeah. start Tuesday, oh, December 12th. We take all the VIPs, the head coaches, the assistant coaches, the administrators. We take them up in helicopter rides, night flights over Las Vegas. Give them some champagne, give them some food. We have a good time.
Get them boozed up.
The next day, we're taking them to Fremont Street. We're doing a big party on Fremont Street. We take them to the High Roller Link. We do a big party there. We take them to the Hard Rock. We have three charitable events during the course of the week. And then before the game, we have a four-hour party at the stadium. That
just in case there's still
the Bud Light pregame fan fest
left at the bottom of the
bottle. All brought to you by Bud Light.
Our Bud Light pregame fan fest.
Bud Light.
We love Bud Light.
Buckets of Bud Light.
Bud Light.
Forget
everyone.
The champagne. Just give them beer. Just give them Bud Light.
That's an unbelievable week.
So
man.
For all you people that say I work one day a week, you are so wrong because we got 14 events just in that span of the week that they're here.
No, I know you're burning the candle at both ends.
How about
that
the
week,
players?
Sure.
How much of it are the players involved in?
In the events?
Yeah,
a ton.
Yeah,
a ton. So one of the things that we do is a lot of these other bowl games that have been around for 100 years, they have what they call their coats. And so these are the volunteers that wear the ugly bright coats, and it seems to be all about them. The one thing that we wanted to make sure that we did, the game's about the players. Players first, coaches second, then the fans. So we want to make sure the players come here, have a good time, but we will never do anything that somebody else did at their game.
Really?
Because we want it to be unique to Las Vegas. Now, we have the luxury of having Las Vegas in our backyard and having all these, you know, we take them to a Cirque du Soleil show. They're not going to do that at any other game. Right. They're not doing that. San Diego's taking them to SeaWorld. Birmingham's taking them bowling. Like, we're taking them on the high roller. We're taking them to Cirque du Soleil. We're taking them to Fremont Street, you know, running their highlights up in the big jumbo.
You have them jump off the stratosphere?
We do not have that. We can't get the lines going quick enough, and I'm not really sure some of those linemen want to test the
370-pound
old linemen.
Have you guys ever done that?
No, I know you did.
I'm not gonna.
Yeah. I've jumped off the stratosphere.
I'm good. No, I'll go sit up there and have dinner at the top of the world.
I kind of want to do it.
My line is, I've been through a divorce. I'm not scared of anything. So I jumped off the 107, two Jaeger bombs, and, you know, right off.
Wow.
Not a goal.
Unbelievable.
It's fun.
So let me ask you this. As the season progresses this time of year, and now we're seeing some big changes at the top specifically, right? Georgia losing, Notre Dame losing. I mean, does that affect you at all, really? Or is it more conference specific for you?
It can, but it's currently, as of today, not.
Okay.
And here's the best example I can give you. Last year, when there was a little bit of mayhem towards the end, Washington jumped into that playoff picture. Washington got into the top four. What happens there for us is, if one of the Pac-12 teams plays into the playoff,
right,
they still have to fill their committed Rose Bowl slot. So now the Pac-12 took two slots where they only normally would take one. If they don't make the playoff, it drops us down another position.
Yeah. Hmm.
So
interesting.
It could. It's just not right now.
Now, if you had to, outside of Alabama, which I think unanimously everyone would say is number one,
right,
who's
now
your 2, 3, and 4 right now? I'm just curious.
It has to be Miami 2, yeah, in my opinion.
I agree.
And I'm a big U guy. My dad went to college there, and I remember the old Hurricane
days.
We
love watching.
When they come off with the fatigues. And I've watched that 30 for 30 U 10 times.
Catholics versus convicts. Great.
You know, yeah. I would put
Catholics versus convicts.
Yeah. Oh, it's the best.
I don't know
Catholics
about
versus convicts.
Oh, yeah.
Notre Dame versus Miami.
Back when Miami.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy Johnson and. Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Unbelievable.
You can still get a T-shirt online.
Yeah.
Sounds like
they
still have
them. They were wearing them at the game on Saturday.
The game. And the convicts won.
And what a beatdown.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so Miami 2.
I have Miami 2. I have Clemson 3. I have, as of right now, Oklahoma 4. Only, I mean,
what about Wisconsin? No,
they have not played anybody, in my opinion.
I agree.
I don't care about the undefeated record.
Okay. So you'll take.
Now, here's the thing: Wisconsin gets a chance to prove themselves because they have three
Ohio State.
They got three ranked teams coming up, possible championship game. So if they win out, you have to put them in. But as of today, I don't.
Okay.
Personally,
that makes sense.
That makes all the Wisconsin people upset. But
I
go beyond the record. If you lost, like Oklahoma loses a top five matchup, but they're beating everybody else, and they've actually played other teams, I'd put them ahead of them.
I mean, look at Oklahoma. They started the season off by just destroying Ohio State, and they just beat a very good TCU team.
Yep, yep.
You know, and you can make a case for Auburn, too, with two losses after what they did this weekend. They smashed Georgia.
You can make a case. I'll put them 6 and
let
them just kind of peek on the outside. Now, if they go and win the SEC championship,
that's gonna
and
be
you
it.
Don't have
if
a Georgia, you don't have a Bama, yeah, but
I think Auburn could beat Bama.
They could. They could.
I thought Mississippi State was going to do it.
Gosh.
That's your boy too, right?
That's my guy.
I was thinking of you.
I was that guy at the. I was at this that nice gala for the folded flags of the Golden Knights, and I'm the one screaming at the phone on the table while some guys up there talking about something and.
God, dang it! Damn I it. Can't believe it.
Kicking the table.
Oh, so bad too. Because Alabama missed that field goal. And then Mississippi State got the ball back, and they couldn't do anything with it. And then they just marched downfield. But that was such a good game. Such a good game. Great football this weekend. College football, that is.
Great college football.
Not NFL.
Can we talk about NFL at all?
This is the fun time of year for college football.
Before we get
college
rid of
football,
you.
I will tell you this. So all of our research shows it that the NFL is the clear number one sport in this country.
Right.
College football was the clear number two. There was nobody even, you know, battling for the number two spot. The gap between the number one NFL and the number two college football is closing very
absolutely
fast. College football's ratings are going through the roof. College football's attendance is not hurting. And then just the perception, the image of guys playing for the fun of it, having spirit,
kids,
getting excited, their kids
doing
the
it
for
gap
the, is closing very quickly. The NFL's got some issues on their hands that they got to get through and figure out. But
their biggest issue is put a quality product on the field that we can watch.
Speaking of which, we got our team breaking some ground.
5 o'clock
here.
Today.
Leave in about 10
5
minutes.
5 o'clock to go, today.
Go watch them shovel some dirt around.
Yeah, let's talk about that. You've got there's events all day today.
Today's the groundbreaking for the Raiders.
They start the new stadium.
Yeah, today.
How about that? I didn't know that.
That's very exciting.
So there's
not give me a shovel. Yeah. I don't get a shovel.
You don't get a shovel.
I don't get a shovel.
What's a silver pick.
I get to watch people with shovels.
What's up with that?
I know. Raiders, if you're listening, give me a shovel.
You don't represent football in the town as well as anybody.
But it's all the Raiders. It's all about the Raiders. It's their stadium.
I got you.
Can the general public go?
So what I've heard is the general public cannot get inside the fence line for the actual event where the field is, and there's the phone again. You know, they do have a ringer.
They have a thing that you
there's
can actually.
It's a little thing on the side.
Stop
that you
Jonathan Scott ringing. Line 2. Jonathan
you know,
Scott
I've
Line 2.
That, I've tried that, and then it screws up the broadcast.
Okay, anyway. So I heard the public cannot get inside the fence where everything is, but they're all hanging out around.
Outside
and they
the fence.
Laid down a football field with the Raiders logo, no?
Yeah, I think it's I think it's like plastic signage.
I saw it online. It looked pretty good.
Yeah, they asked me back in July where they can get like grass, turf, or fake field to lay that down. I think they went with the easier approach of laying down a giant banner that looks like a field.
Oh, so they'll come to you for that but not give you a shovel.
They're just coming to me on
speaking of experts on grass, coming up next segment, we've got Phil Scratch coming.
We are on fire today with the segment.
We're going to take another short commercial break. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM. Stay right where you are.
Hey, Las Vegas, are you building your new dream home, adding skylights, or are you a general contractor looking for the best window treatments in the valley? Windows Plus, the number one window and glass door provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate or stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for your new windows or to replace your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. Windows Plus can help you lower your power bills and make your home the talk of the neighborhood. Windows Plus, serving Las Vegas for over 40 years. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275. That's 702-450-2275.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
My grades were bad.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
There are students who need somebody.
Communities and Schools is helping more than 1.3 million kids get whatever they need to succeed in school. You can help change the picture of education at communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Scott with Vegas Nonstop, back on the air here at NBC Sports Radio, 920 AM, and also on Facebook Live, if you're anywhere near a computer, at Jonathan Scott LV, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N, Scott LV. So, I don't know, how was your Veterans weekend? Clint, did you do anything special for the veterans?
It was our anniversary, so everything I did revolved around
your wife.
Kelly and me.
Yeah, that's nice.
So, I mean, we got married on the 11th, which is Veterans Day.
Yeah.
So
we had a little soiree with our friend Lisa Gay over at Wayne Newton's Casa de Shenandoah.
All right, how'd that go?
Oh, it was great fun. It was Cindy Williams showed up from Menopause the Musical, and Vinny from Bronx Wanderers came.
T. Fox was there?
T-Fox didn't make it. He was supposed to be there. I don't know what happened
to
him.
He's been talking about it for weeks. Okay.
Yeah, no, we met.
He was on. A bunch of people there.
Yeah, he was on with us. And then we had Kaylee Foster showed up, Ronnie's daughter.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I love these kids that are coming out of UNLV, these indie artist kids. They really have their act together. They've got their CDs. They've got their following. And they do a great job. And Kaylee's great. And we had another couple, Ramon Phillip and Isabella Ivy, who sings opera. Yeah. Ramon plays violin, and he's in like three different bands. He's in a band called Stoked. He's in Elvis Monroe, which was one of the bands that was there. The Vegas Cares was a great show. That's the last time.
That was
fun. So anyway, we had a great turnout, and you can go back on the Facebook page and you can watch what we did there. It was a lot of fun. If you've never been to Casa de Shenandoah, it's great. They've got monkeys and
ostriches
and 60 horses. We didn't see any of them, really. We didn't see any of the animals, but we did see. We had fun, and we had John DiDomenico as fake Trump, and it was just a hoot and a holler. Joining us in studio, Phil Scratch Cummings.
How's it going?
Thank you so much for joining us here. And I didn't.
Thanks for having me.
I've seen Scratch, you know, for years doing stand up comedy, and I thought about inviting Scratch onto the show today because the MJ Freeway Cannabis Convention is in town this week, and 17,000 people are coming to Vegas. And you know, I know that you're kind of an expert in the field of cannabis, as I remember your previous act before when your hair was long and you looked a lot less groomed than you do now.
Yeah.
Hold on. This is less groomed?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, I just quit smoking weed before I came
in here.
Right before I came in here.
Oh, so. That's why you were late.
No, that was a transportation problem. My tour bus, RTC, whatever you want to say. But
So you're stopping now when it's legal?
No, I'm not stopping at all.
Okay, all right. All right, well, no, you were kidding then.
Yeah, I was kidding.
All right.
I was a little disturbed that there was 17,000 people coming and it's going to probably smoke up all the weed here, so they better just make sure they leave some for me.
I think there's plenty. I think there should be. I think there's plenty around, and I'm not sure if it's at the convention center or I think it was at Rio last year. I'm waiting for my media creds to come in, but it's amazing to see all the different side ancillary products that go along with it, aside from the medical stuff.
There's all kinds of different stuff. Some of the dispensaries I go in, I noticed. I mean, there's stuff I couldn't even imagine. I've learned more about it in the last say six months.
Yeah. Right, Jeffrey and I, we've done two remote shows from dispensaries. Where we had football players were in talking about the benefits.
Former tight end for the Saints, Kyle Turley, who has a wonderful line of CBD-related topicals and medicine that does not actually have THC in it, but actually does provide real medicinal value. Mm-hmm. These football players, man, they bang their bodies so hard for so long, and all the doctors do is they just feed them pills. And what the pills do is, in addition to the CTE, it expedites that suicidal, that depression, and the CBD takes it all away, including the pain. So, these guys are doing some unbelievable work.
Back where I'm from, they just, in Florida, they just legalized medical marijuana, right? And my mom has always had a lot of health problems, and I've been talking to her lately because I was like, Mom, what kind of medication you take? And she told me she has like 18 different pill bottles of stuff she takes.
Yeah. Wow.
And I'm like, that can't be right.
No, you know, my mom just turned 84, and now she's eating cannabis cookies to go to sleep at night.
Sandy, we love you.
Sandy from San Diego is now on pot cookies.
Yeah, I remember my mom in the 70s smoking, you know? So,
my mother's never smoked weed, but she used to smoke cigarettes back when everybody was smoking Larks and in the 50s and 60s.
Lucky Strikes.
Lucky Chesterfields. Paul Mall.
My first restaurant job, I was a dishwasher, and there was an old man behind the counter, Nate. Old Jewish guy, prosthetic leg.
How are ya?
He smoked these filterless Paul Malls.
How are ya?
He'd give me like $5. Hey, kid, go down to the corner and give me some more smokes, you know?
That's like, what I'm going to sound like when I get to be like 60 or something.
Of course, yeah, you could go down and they would sell you cigarettes. I was probably 15, 16 years old.
Yeah. Roy Moore?
Yeah.
Roy Moore sold them.
Roy
Moore. Well, I remember my mom used to send me in the store all the time. Just tell them it's for your mom.
Yeah.
And I'd go in there and be like, my mom needs cool filter cans. And they'd be like, no problem. I was like 10.
Yeah.
My dad would send me for cigars for white owls. Yeah. White owls or Carina Larks. Oh. I was like cardboard.
I could still see those soft red packs of Pall Malls, man. That was crazy.
Unbelievable.
So, Scratch, you're going to be leaving us. I just found out that you're going to be on the radio and you're in Daytona Beach.
Yeah, yeah. I hope this doesn't reach Daytona Beach because it's a secret down there. But, but yeah, I don't know.
Well,
it's
we reach everywhere.
I sure don't mind bragging about it.
How long have you been in Vegas?
8 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been out here 8 years. I came out here from Daytona Beach, and it was all for doing comedy. And in 8 years, you know, like I said, I'm very happy with where I've gotten to and what I've accomplished, and all that's led me back to my hometown to be the afternoon drive on the Rock of Daytona. So
did you have a regular gig here in
stand-up? Yeah, at LA Comedy Club. Oh.
You're still there though, right?
Yeah, I'm still there for the rest of the week.
Shout out.
Oh, it's really happening right now.
Yeah, this is a farewell tour for Scratch Cummings.
Yeah, I leave on Sunday. You got me just in time.
Our timing couldn't have been better. I hope this sure works out.
Thanks for coming. It's been a wonderful year.
We're looking for comics that know about sports.
tonight, tomorrow night, and Friday night, I'm hosting the 8 and 10 o'clock shows at LA Comedy Club. So, those would be my last actual shows there.
Well, last time I saw you, it was over at Backstage Bar and Billiards.
Yeah, that was a while back.
Steve Byrne.
Yeah, when we did the show with Sullivan and Son, the cast of Sullivan and Son. Yeah, that was funny. That was fun.
Where you are, is that where Marsha Warfield also works?
At LA Comedy Club?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, every Wednesday and Thursday, she's there at 10 o'clock.
Because she's invited me a couple times.
She's great.
One of the funniest things I ever heard, Marsha Warfield.
Yes.
In the old days, when I saw Marsha Warfield in the old days, part of her routine before her new material, one of the funniest things I always remember, she said that her girlfriends asked her, and this doesn't apply now, what does she look for in a man?
Yeah.
And a girlfriend would say, I look at their eyes, and she says, hell, I have eyes.
Right.
That was her answer.
Things have changed, but...
It was funny. I was just back in Florida. I told her this too. I was just back in Florida, back in September on tour, and I was at my buddy's house, and he doesn't have cable, so he's got like the digital antenna or whatever, and he's got if you still call them that, I don't know. Do you?
Rabbit ears.
Digital ones, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, whatever. But rabbit ears. So
unless you're a rabbit.
And we were watching because he doesn't have it. I forget which channel it was, but yeah, it was old ones in Night Court. And I was like, oh my.
Wonder what happened with Harry, the magician that was the star of that show.
Harry Anderson.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, yeah, Harry Anderson. Yeah, he was like big.
Made enough money and stopped, I guess.
Yeah, probably.
He was great.
I like Bull.
Know what happens to a lot of people.
I always like Bull.
Louis C.K. stopped.
Yeah.
But Bull's, you see Bull and stuff,
You're on a roll today.
I'm not in a terrible
roll. Roy Moore, Louis C.K. You got any good Harvey Weinstein jokes?
Harvey Weinstein walks into a bar. Never mind, sorry.
It's gotten to the point, I don't know what's going on.
It's every other day.
It's pretty.
I'm going back to Florida to get further away from Hollywood, just in case.
In case the stories start coming out.
Scratch, you said you're a sports fan as well. Are you a football fan?
Yeah, for sure.
If you're from Florida, you're a football fan.
Yeah, I'm a Tampa Bay Bucks fan, as a matter of fact.
I'm sorry.
And a Jameis Winston hater, by the way.
Why?
I just always was. I just never liked him. I'm not a Florida State fan. I'm a Gator fan. That probably started it. And then just the controversy. And I just didn't see. I saw the Jameis Winston that I see right now.
Yeah, but that's an injured Jameis Winston.
No, it's a turnover, mistakes all the time, just dumb plays. And although he's throwing for a lot of yards, but they're between the 20s.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Inside the red zone, they're not doing anything.
And it's from behind.
Do you bet on football?
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question, okay? Tonight, Carolina Panthers are at home.
Yep.
Against the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
The Panthers are 6-3, but I can make the argument that this team could easily be 3-6.
Yeah.
And Cam Newton, very physical, running, big guy, strong arm, like Jameis,
for sure,
having a terrible year.
Yeah.
What do you make? Talk to me about that comparison.
I'll be honest. I think Cam Newton's a better quarterback than Jameis Winston, but maybe that's from the years because he wasn't when he first came into the league.
He was a big running quarterback.
Right. So I mean, as much as I start out a hater of Jameis Winston, and I'm like, okay, well, prove it to me. I mean, he's wrong. He's my quarterback.
Right.
No,
I got you.
It's not like I root on him to do bad on Sunday because that's not the case at all. But I don't like him. I don't, you know, I don't see.
And you don't find Cam that Newton, he's a leader on your team that could take you to the playoffs and win a championship.
And, you know, I think Cam Newton too has a way better athletic skill set and is more athletic than Jameis Winston, in my opinion. I think his football smarts are better than Jameis Winston's. I'm just, you know, I'm not sold on Jameis yet.
So Panthers minus 8.5, over and under is 38. Who do you like?
Man, that's tricky because you never know. You never know which Jay Cutler or which Cam Newton's going to show up. That's,
I'll take Jay Cutler plus the 8.5.
Yeah, I would do that too.
A little food for thought. Miami Dolphins are one of the only teams Carolina has not beaten at home ever. Whatever you want to put into that,
Clint. Who you like?
I don't know. I like Cam.
Too many points.
That is a lot of points.
8.5.
They don't score enough points to distance themselves. From even the middle of the road team.
Yeah, I guess.
And by the way, the Dolphins are 4-4, and with Cutler back, he just threw for over 300 yards last weekend and a bunch of touchdowns. I mean, they can keep it. They can stay in this game. You know, why they traded Jaya Jay, I don't know. Why did Carolina trade Kelvin Benjamin? I don't know. But
that was interesting. Both of those two are equal mysteries, are they not?
Correct. Right. For no reason. You basically told your fan base halfway through the season, you know what? We're going to give up now. Have a good time.
Yeah. It's interesting to look at the propositions for
tonight. Carolina's got a chance.
Yeah, sure. Three.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you almost have to take the under at 38.5.
I don't know.
You know, but if you look at it, it almost adds up exactly to where it should be on points.
Well, that's how they get to that number.
Yeah, I mean, it actually adds up exactly to it. But if you're playing the half, I don't know. I don't know what to do on this game. Bring up some good points on Jay Cutler, Veal Cutlet. And Miami. I don't know. Anyway, we're going to take another short commercial break.
Being a Bears fan, are you a Cutler fan?
No, I hate Cutler.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
So I call him Bill Cutler. Okay. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio. Stay right where you are.
Hey, Las Vegas. Are you building your new dream home? Adding skylights? Or are you a general contractor looking for the best window treatments in the valley? Windows Plus, the number one window and glass door provider in Las Vegas, invites you to call them for a free estimate or stop by their modern showroom to view all the possibilities for your new windows or to replace your tired, worn-out windows and glass doors. Windows Plus can help you lower your power bills and make your home the talk of the neighborhood. Windows Plus, serving Las Vegas for over 40 years. Windows Plus, 5225 South Valley View, at the corner of Alibaba, just south of Tropicana. 702-450-2275. That's 702-450-2275.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Every day, we go about our lives driven by routine. Our vision clouded by the very normalcy we take for granted. Countless victims of human trafficking walk among us, invisible. It's time to open our eyes. The Blue Campaign provides a unified voice for those who combat human trafficking, whether it's forced labor, domestic servitude, or the sex trade. Learn what you can do to help by visiting dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out of pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Vegas Nonstop back on the air here at NBC Sports Radio 920. because you don't have your headset on. You're not hearing the music that I'm talking
about.
Oh,
over. Okay. It's like my ear, man.
How'd you get sensitive? Standing up or sitting down? Again, wow. Our friend Bill Fain producing the Fantastics at the Super Summer. It's hard to say Super Summer Theater.
Yep.
This week and next with 7 p.m., 2 p.m. performances. Kids 8 plus are welcome. Fantastics, longest running production in the history of stage, having run for 57 years, nearly 25,000 performances. The story of a girl, a boy, two fathers, and a wall.
I'm music sorry, did, is great. Did you say a wall? Kids.
And the wall.
The wall.
All in all, it's just another brick in the
in
wall.
In the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Tickets are available at supersummertheater.org/tickets. Our friend Clint Holmes, Saturday, November 25th at the Suncoast Hotel Casino in Summerland. Changing the name to Summerland. This Thursday, November 16th, 8 p.m. at Smith Center, Giada Valente presents her show from Venice with Love, playing tribute to iconic female pop singers. And just another get well wish to our friend Joey Shinta and the Shintas and Frankie and everybody over there. Week 11 of the regular season, Thursday night. Did we cover everything for tonight? Anything else you want to talk about with Dolphins and Panthers?
I'll say this much. You know, you look at quarterback ratings and how they're doing. You know, Cam Newton, on paper, you would think is a much better quarterback, having a much better season than Jay Cutler. And yet, Jay Cutler's quarterback rating is 87 compared to 78 for Cam Newton.
Huh.
Yeah. Which means that their record at 6-3 really is indicative of how good that team is. It may be a reflection of their schedule.
Or their defense?
Or their defense. Yeah. Carolina does have a decent defense, even though I think Luke Kuechly is still out for the season. Is he out, Bobby? Kuechly?
He's out, but not for the season.
Oh, he's not. Okay, concussion protocol?
Yeah.
I got you. But one of their best defensive players out, one of the best defensive players in the game. But
yep.
I don't think Carolina is as good as their record says they are. I'll definitely take Miami.
Scratch?
They definitely get to play the Bucks twice a year. That makes it look a little better. I like Miami. I like Miami tonight for sure.
Clinton?
Yeah, I guess I like Miami.
Taking the points?
Yeah.
We're going to take the points. Thursday night, which everybody's been struggling with. I'm happy it's on NBC again, so I get to stay on my couch and watch Thursday night football. It's been a challenge. Titans against the Steelers. Steelers in Pittsburgh -7. Jeffrey with a G. Line one, go ahead.
Listen, someone needs to explain to me how the Steelers are 7-2. They go on the road yesterday as double-digit favorites against the Colts, and they squeak out a 3-point win. Every game is 3 points for the Steelers this year. I'll take Tennessee and Marcus Mariota +7. I got no problem with that. I mean, listen, Tennessee's not great, but they're 6-3. They can hang in there. There's a lot on the line for this game for them to remain in the playoff hunt.
I just have a feeling the Steelers are sleeping giants.
But when are they going to wake up? When am I going to see Le'Veon Bell? When am I going to see Antonio Brown? When am I going to see Big Ben throw for 303 touchdowns? It hasn't happened.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
Big Ben's on the real big back end of
I agree.
Right now.
I think this might be his last year.
Well, that might be why they're not turning it on, because it's the guy driving the bus.
That really
is.
That's right.
Do you want to pick a few teams to give a three pick for next week? Do you have
that? Man, absolutely. I mean, look, we have a big battle in NFC with the Lions and the Bears. I got to tell you, I was really disappointed in the Bears this weekend. Very disappointed.
Me too. I had to move
at home by 5.5.
I thought that was a lock.
And Green Bay, welcome to the NFL.
Yeah, right.
There are no locks.
All right, so you like the Bears against the Lions?
I don't like the Bears. I like the Lions here, but I was just making a point of how disappointed I was in them, because they really laid an egg at home when they had a chance to do something against a division rival.
Right.
And a beaten-up Packers team with no Rodgers. I'll tell you what I think the best game of the week is.
Give me your three.
Best game of the week is the Rams at the Vikings. You want to watch good football? You want to watch good football, man? That's two good quarterbacks, two good defenses, two good running backs.
Wait a minute, who's playing for the Vikings? Who's quarterbacking for the Vikings?
Oh, you think I can't?
They'd be idiots.
Take the Rams on that.
Well, Bradford's out.
You're gonna take the Rams?
No, not Bradford.
No, but they would never take Keenan out at this point.
Who's
for
hurt?
Bridgewater.
Rams or Vikings?
I'm gonna take the Rams in this one. I'm a big Rams fan right now. I love what this team's doing. Jared Goff is the real deal. I love watching these second year quarterbacks. Carson Wentz, Goff. These guys are doing really good.
Who else you got?
I'll take the Rams +2. I'll take Tennessee on Thursday night +7.
Okay.
I'm gonna take all dogs here. No, I take that
What's
back.
What's new about that?
I'm definitely taking the Patriots -6.5 over Oakland in Mexico City. And by the way, someone explain to me how the Broncos are giving Cincinnati 2.5 points. I'll take Cincy +2.5. Those are your four.
Clint Holmes. Got any picks?
I don't bet on games.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a winner.
Sad.
It is sad.
Scratch.
Yeah.
What do you like, brother?
I like the Rams for sure. Right? I like it, but playing, you know, every time I like a team that's probably stronger than the other team and they're away, it usually doesn't pan out in my favor. But man, the Rams are just playing unbelievable football right now, in my opinion.
Yeah. Scratch.
So I definitely like the Rams.
L.A. Comedy this week, last week.
Yeah, yeah.
To tonight. Scratch, Phil Scratch coming.
Yes, hurry. Tonight, tomorrow, and Friday.
Hurry up. 8-10. Or go to Daytona Beach.
Clint Holmes on the 25th. Jeffrey, yep. Thank you to Johnny Sack from Las Vegas Bowl. Thanks for watching, everybody. Eat well, party hard. Like us and share us on Facebook and on all the social media. If you see us out, please say hello. Buy us a drink.
Please buy us a drink.
Have an awesome weekend. Yeah. And anything else?
Pray for Joey.
Have a wonderful week.
Pray
enjoy.
For Joey. Pray for Joey.
Pass the dosage to the left-hand side.
Take care, Las Vegas.
No reason, what reason do you need to be sure?